Well, good morning, friends, and good Friday. That's right, good Friday. It is good Friday, and welcome aboard. Hopping on the saddling up here this morning on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. I am your Christian podcaster and friend, CA. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope everybody is hanging in. I hope everybody's staying healthy. I hope that even though you may be going ballistically crazy right now with this COVID-19, my prayer for you is that I hope you're going through a healing process. And if you've lost somebody with COVID-19, my heart really pours for you right now. And know you're loved. I want to give you a couple of phone numbers, friends, that you can always reach me at. One is our studio hotline. I should call it Cool Line because this is a Christian podcast show. It is 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. That is the Morning Brew 24-hour prayer line, text or call, whatever you want to do. No problem at all. Also, we have an email address, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. If you want to send your request in as well, just give me your name and your state. Bear with me, as I always say, very, very dusty near the podcast studio today. It's like an everyday cleaning process, especially when you're not too far from a freeway. Okay, that being said, it is Good Friday. I've got a great show lined up today, as I always do. So let's talk about it. What do you say? Like right about now. Okay, well, today I got a Bible devotion I'm going to be talking to you about. Excuse me. Clear that throat, CA. It's called One Way. Bible devotion on One Way. Also, I'm going back through my archives. I've had people ask me, CA, will you revisit? You studied and told it before, many, many podcasts ago. Who carried Jesus' cross? Absolutely. This is a holy weekend. And every day we should focus and keep our eyes on the Lord. He has something planned special for us. And eventually America and the whole world's going to get back to normal, but it's going to be a different kind of norm. Just got to give it to Him. And those of y'all that are unemployed, my heart and prayer sure goes to you all. Got some great Christian music coming up as well, too, that you'll really enjoy. I have no guests coming today that's going to be at the podcast studio, so... I am going to play the John Waller coffee song, too, as promised, on Friday. That's usually Friday and Saturday when I play that, because a lot of people like that John Waller coffee song. So get ready, saddle up, and get you a good cup of coffee here in a minute, Jesus in the morning, as soon as I get through with our Bible devotion for today. On Good Friday. And before I get started on my Bible devotion today, let me take a little time out and thank you all, loyal listeners. I've had a lot of people like me on my Facebook page. I thank you very much for that. I want to also give that to you as well. It's morningsbrew@gmail.com. I'm sorry, that's my email address. See how bonkered I am. It is the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, and you can like me for free. Absolutely free. And on there, let me just tell you this, on there, you can put your request in as well. And if you're a Twiddler, I call it as a joke, or Twitter, at Mornings Brew or the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Okay, well, today's devotional is called One Way. And the book, Scripture reminds us in the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father except through me. Again, that's in John chapter 14, verse 6. We all should know that. An old saying declares, all roads lead to Rome. We've heard that before, right? Perhaps it is true in the ancient world, but today you can get lost anywhere, can't you? They're always building something, aren't they, friends? They're building new homes, new roads, constantly changing. Google can't even keep up with it. Neither can our GPSs. The road that you're on may lead in actually the opposite direction from your goal. The only sure way to reach your destination is to consult a GPS or ask someone who knows the way. But not all roads lead to God, as some suggest. The reason? There is a roadblock that keeps man from reaching God, the roadblock of sin. But God has provided a map, the Bible, and he has provided us with the one who knows the way and can give us directions, and that is Jesus Christ. Jesus did not say, I am one of the many roads to God. What he said was, I am the way, and that was an ignorant, a narrow, mindless, or lack of compassionate. It is truth because only Christ came from heaven to pay the price for our sins. My sins, your sins, everyone's sins. Follow Christ and never be lost. Hope for you today. The lead car in a caravan must know the way. May get too far ahead and keep an eye on other cars. But friends, I'm here to tell you that Christ knows how to lead his people. Always watches over us and is the way. We just have to follow faithfully. You come to Christ by childlike faith. Okay, I'm ready to kick off some music, but before we do that, John Wyler, give me a good cup of coffee. Jesus in the morning on a good Friday on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning exclusively. And a lot of times I'll try to play that on Fridays on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. That's right, on iHeartRadio. Well, I don't know about you, but I am ready to play some music. And before I do, I'm trying to get the computer's running a little slow here as I look for my computer-generated music. And I do apologize. It kind of caught me off guard. You see what happens? But anyway, while I'm looking that up, just want to remind you guys, please, whatever you're going through in your life, stay strong, okay? All right, well, let's kick it off with Matthew West and Do Something.
Trouble now, how do we ever get so far down, and how's it ever going? say than to be. Live like angels of apathy. We tell ourselves it's all right. Somebody else will do something.
Only in you that I can truly see that it's a feast for the eyes, a low blow to purpose. And Shame, all that make me brave. You claim
My friend, my very dear friend, let me tell you before I get on my Bible lesson today, Rachel Zelo, R-A-C-H-E-L space Z-E-L-L-O. I want you to like her on Facebook, and I want you to like her music. I believe it's Rachel Zelo Music. I want you to buy that album. That is a great song. She had shared that with me, and with permission, friends, I was able to play that some time ago, and I thought, you know what? What a great way to play a song on a Good Friday. You know, she is a singer and a songwriter. And eventually, sometime, I don't have it in the near future, I got connections with her. Let me tell you a little testimony how I met her on there. It was really the strangest thing. Sometimes on Instagram, you get bogus people coming in from time to time, and they want to be your friend. Well, she wanted to be a friend of mine because I guess she said she saw my iHeartRadio shirt. And she see me... put postings of the Morning Brew Christian podcast. We developed a friendship. She is a newlywed. I think they've been married, her and her U.S. Marine Jordan, because I told her my son's a U.S. Marine, U.S. Marine Cody. So we developed a friendship, and from time to time, keep in touch via message. She continues to give me new music, just like my friend Mark and other people that I know that I'm going to try to have on here from time to time when I can. But what a lovely voice from a lovely young lady. Her and Jordan, what a beautiful couple they are. God bless her ministry. Friends, every Christmas she goes down, I think, near Africa, and she saves these women that are sex slaves. Amen. Praise God. Look, Rachel, we enjoy the work that you're doing for the Lord, and you be safe out there, and please be safe during this COVID-19. Like I said, eventually I'm going to try to have her on. She has more new music that I'll be sharing on here. But I had to put that in. It's called Set Me Free. If you're looking for it, go to Apple Music. Go to your YouTube. You'll see her video there. You know, he delivered us. He set us free. What a beautiful song. Anyway, I wanted to share that. Well, today, friends, we are going to go back in the archives, as promised, for some people who helped Jesus carry the cross. Well, let me tell you this. When we read the story of the crucifixion, we read the story of many detail, each holding a special meaning, right? Among those details, we meet Simon, a person who had a legacy that left a significant impact. Who was Simon? Well, and why did he carry the cross of Jesus? And what does it do? What does it mean for us? Well, the account of crucifixion, friends, begins in the Atonian Fortress in the heart of Jerusalem, where Jesus had been, and he had been tried, flogged, condemned to crucifixion. The winding route that Jesus had walked from here led them to the city, up to the hill outside the city where he was crucified. The journey would have encompassed about a half a mile of a winding road. And on this road, friends, Simon encounters Jesus and becomes part of the story. So the story of the man who helped carry the cross. Well, it was Simon had just a passing mention in the scriptures. His name appears in only three verses. Make note of these. All pertaining to carrying the cross for Jesus. This event was recorded in scripture in the book of Matthew chapter 27 and verse 32. Also, the book of Mark chapter 15 and verse 21. And in the book of Luke chapter 23 and verse 26. So while this is the only time he is mentioned in the Bible, it is important enough that he is mentioned in three of the four gospel writers. Excuse me. It is also interesting that each of these three writers, in giving the same account of the same event, all of this information, such as the beauty of Scripture. Each verse alone feeds our spiritual needs. Yet Scripture as a whole tells us a full, rich, undeniable story of God's unfolding story of love for us. Now let's take a look at these verses a little bit. Taking a look at the three verses along with John's version, friends, which doesn't even mention Simon. But we can see the different aspects of the story. Let's take the first one. Matthew chapter 27, verse 32. As they were going out, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon. And they forced him to carry the cross. Take it to Mark chapter 15, verse 21. A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexandra and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. Take a look at the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 26. As the soldiers led them away, they see Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and they put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. Now, if you go to the book of John, chapter 19, verse 17, carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull. Okay? So Matthew's gospel tells us that they were going out, friends, but they were going out from where? The answer is that Jesus and the others to be crucified that day were going out from Jerusalem as the crucifixion would happen outside the city walls. In fact, Mark tells us, friends, that Simon was the father of Alexandra and Rufus. Why would that matter, you would ask? Well, and how would Mark know this? The best explanation that I can give you, friends, is from the early readers of the gospel who knew Simon was and who knew his children as well. You see, friends, we also know that there is a man named Rufus at the church in Rome. So it is not a stretch to think that this co-laborer for the gospel may be the son of Simon of Cyrene, mentioned by Mark. Mark also tells us, friends, that Simon was on his way in, meaning he was actually headed the opposite direction, going into Jerusalem while Jesus and the others were out. Now, if you take it in Luke tells us that Simon was forced to carry the cross behind Jesus in a deeper way. This symbolizes the understood position of any disciple. But friends, I'm here to tell you, walking behind their Lord, but it also means something much more here. Simon could only go as fast and as far as Jesus went, as we know that Jesus was too weak to carry the cross on his own. It was heavy. It appears that Simon, who was literally following Jesus, would eventually become the true follower and a disciple of Christ. You see, John tells us only that Jesus carried the cross out of the city, but doesn't include the events that happened after Jesus left the city. So a question that comes to mind, well, what do we know about Simon of Cyrene? Well, we learned a lot about, we learn a bit about Simon, that is, just by his name. The name Simon was a common name, friends, at the time, and is the name shared with several others in the New Testament, most notably the apostle Simon Peter. Simon means hear, or he has heard, and must have had an especially strong meaning for those men in particular who had literally heard the good news of Jesus and been so intimately part of the good news. We also know that Simon was in a place called Cyrene, so that's why he was here in Jerusalem. See, Cyrene was a city, friends, in what we know as modern today Libya, in northern Africa. It had a significant Jewish population. In fact, friends, the fact is that he, as Cyrene, tells us that he did not live in Jerusalem where the event takes place, but he had traveled from his home. We do not know with certainty whether he was a Jew or Gentile, but it is not a stretch to speculate that he was in Jerusalem for the Passover, as many Jews were from around the world and made their way to Jerusalem for the feast. And it is also the most important feast that the Jewish people celebrate, as we all know. Excuse me. Roman soldiers, keep this in mind, had the right place, someone into their service to carry things for them for a mile. This could be bags of equipment, or in this case, the cross. On occasion, a person would be asked to walk the extra mile in service to the Romans. This is likely, friends, the scenario that led Simon to carry the cross for Jesus. Now, we don't know why Simon specifically was selected for this task. We don't know. Other than the fact that he was there, he looked capable, and it was clear Jesus had become too weak to carry the cross on his own. Another question that comes to mind that I want to share with you, is there anything unusual about Jesus past the crucifixion? Friends, I want to tell you, Roman crucifixion in itself was not unusual, but a common practice of the Romans as part of their capital punishment and intimidation. You see, friends, the crucifixion was considered too horrible of a punishment for Roman citizens, and it was also a miserable, humiliating, painful form of death. In fact, the word excretere is derived from the Roman word of crucifixion, or curtis. The Romans reinforced their grip on power through such horrible techniques. Likewise, the path that Jesus walked, known as the Val d'Aosta, the hill where the crucifixion took place, as we all know as Calvary in Latin, or in Greek, you could call it the Galilee, which is more like most likely familiar to places in this time of our scene. Another question that comes to mind, friends, is what should Christians take away from the story of Jesus and Simon? Well, as we read the account of Simon of Cyrene today, we see a man who was quiet and literally thrust in the very heart of the gospel story. And it must have been a frightening moment to be pulled from the crowd by hated Roman soldiers and told to bear the cross of the condemned man. You see, Simon felt the weight of it upon his back, and he walked with the blood of Christ still upon him. The blood that would shortly fulfill all prophecy and take away all the sin of the world. That cross and blood carried a weight and a significance that Simon could not even carry. When Jesus took back the cross and gave it his life upon it, Jesus carried the weight, and remember that, the weight of our sins. It is unlikely that Simon ever imagined this force, friends, act of service that would even be discussed and admired over 2,000 years later. But Simon's actions seemed to mirror the words that Jesus had spoken to his disciples. In fact, Scripture reminds us, make note in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 24, whosoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up the cross and follow me. Well, in closing, in that same way, we are called to change directions. Take up our cross and follow Jesus. We may never know what impact our daily sacrifice would have on others. Perhaps an impact beyond our own time, yet, friends, we can be assured that our actions in following Christ, the most certainty that would impact us and give us life and meaning to those among us. You know, in my heart, God was just speaking to me as I was, and I'm always humble and I'm always obedient and I always want to listen to Him. You know, the podcast show definitely isn't about me. I really enjoy doing it. But the podcast show is about reaching, teaching, and leading others to Christ. I've got such a compassion to want to help touch somebody's life. I want to help, if they want help, know about Jesus. It's so important. If you, you know, I can't even stress it enough. I know I sound like a broken record, but if you don't have Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, now's the time to know Him. And today is the day to know Him. And I want to play a song. I play different kinds of song, but I told God, which one should I play? You know, which one can I get someone's heart tugged? Because I sense in the Spirit of the Lord that there is someone that needs Christ in their life. I'm going to play a Bill Gaither song. That's what kind of zapped me a little bit there as the Holy Spirit talks to me. And I'm going to play it in low a cappella. It's called He Touched Me. Let me ask you something with a humble heart, and I'm talking to the sinners. Has He touched you? Has what I told you about Simon carrying the cross for Jesus, a heavy cross, the pain that Jesus took, the agony, the crown of thorns, the blood that He shed for us, being nailed to our old rugged cross upon Calvary, being spit and laughed and ridiculed. He didn't have to do that, but He did it because He loved me, He loved you, He loves the whole entire world, as the late Billy Graham would say. Well, today, I'm going to give sinners the opportunity to know Jesus Christ as personal Savior. So let's work on that right now. As the music plays with a humble heart, close your eyes and meditate. We're going to do a three-way altar call, podcast altar call, I call it. Jesus is speaking to you right now. If He is tugging at your heart, be obedient and listen to Him. Well, see, hey, I don't know. Well, it's knocking on your door, right? Your door, your heart, your soul. Let me ask you something. Are you going to let Him in? Are you going to let Him in right now? Or are you just going to reject Him and just ignore Him? Or are you going to let Him actually in? He wants you and you... He wants you. He loves the sinners. He loves everybody. But He wants you to be a part of His life and to accept Him as personal Savior. It's simple. It's free. I can't even stress enough. Don't miss the opportunity to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Friend or friends, He loves you, and we're going to help you. Okay, with a humble heart, talking to the sinners. It's kind of like an automobile or your life. You want to turn it around. You know how you drive on a road with your eyes closed and you're letting the Holy Spirit work on you right now? You're going to take your car and you're going to turn it around. You're going to take your soul and you're going to turn it around. Because your soul's got a choice. It's either going to be heaven or it's going to be hell. Which one's it going to be? Okay? You got to make that decision and make it right now before it's too late. So here's what we're going to do right now. We're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, and He's touching you just like the song says. He is touching you. Let Him in. Please let Him in. So let's pray right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we're going to admit first. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray this humble prayer with a humble heart. Dear Jesus, I just pray right now that You just forgive me of any sins I've ever committed in my life. Father God, I know I'm a sinner. I confess to You right now. Oh, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash away my sins. I just want my sins washed away, and then You want to believe. Jesus, I believe, Heavenly Father. Father God, I believe that You sent Your Son, Jesus Christ, and He died for my sins, Your sins, everybody's sins, that is, in the whole entire world, the sinners. He died on the cross. He paid the price for me. And I accept Him as my personal Savior right now at this very moment. I want Him to live in me because I believe even when He died on the third day, He was resurrected and He's up in heaven alive and well with You. Oh, Jesus, enter in me, save my soul, come in and complete me. For I accept you as my personal Savior. In Jesus' name. Then you want to commit. Father, I commit my life to you. I want to do what you want me to do. It's not going to be an easy road, but I want to do what you want me to do. I open my heart to you. Other brothers and sisters in Christ will help me. Pastor friends, neighbors, whoever it may be. But you're my main source, and I put it on the table and I give it to you. And I want to do what's in your will. For I love you and I accept you as my personal Savior. Thank you for coming in and saving my soul. I receive you into my heart right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, congratulations, friends all across the country. Or even if you recommitted your life to Jesus Christ, rededicated your life. Let me tell you something. His angels are not only celebrating, he's celebrating right now. Because you have accepted Christ as your personal Savior. If you have, will you please send me a text or an email? Email address, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or send me a text on my ministry line, 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Give me a PTL report where I know that I encouraged you and I helped lead you to Christ. I get so many people that have told me that. I don't take numbers, take accountability. I just want to love and serve. Please send me that message. I greatly appreciate it. Now, let's pray for the Christians that are suffering right now, that are in doubt, that are angry. Let's take away your anger right now. Look, I can't make you. And yes, it is normal. I've had people say, CA, is it normal to get angry with God? Yes. But you know what? Our God's a loving and forgiving God. He loves you. Die within yourself. Not really die, but die within yourself and fresh new start. Give it to him. He loves you. He needs you. Hop aboard the God train. The train of love. The train of life. The beacon lighthouse. Go outside the walls. Reach these people in need like you should be doing. Get creative. Think out of the box. OCA, I don't know if I can do it. Yes, you can. Just like Bob the Builder said, if you have grandchildren or your young kids, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can be. I am a child of the Almighty God, and yes, I can do it. I can do it. You sure can, and you can. And we're going to pray for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for all my Christian brothers and sisters in Christ. Whatever they're going through right now, whatever anger they have, anger be released and the love flow in for you. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. We love you, and I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ, whether it's losing their job right now, unemployment issues, money, struggle. God, you can take it, and you can feed a multitude. I know you're Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and you're the Almighty God, the all-powerful God. And I pray that their hearts change. Be with them, whatever they're going through. Let them know we love them. In Christ's name, amen. Now let's talk to the prodigals briefly. A lot of y'all come in, you come out, you come in, you come out on my podcast show, and that's fine. Let me tell you something, prodigals. Jesus loves you. So when he's knocking at your heart, are you going to let him in? Are you going to keep the door closed? He will only do it so many times. I compare it a lot to, if you've ever been to Carlsbad Caverns, I encourage you to Google it up, a bottomless pit. I mean, there's one rumor said that it goes to the pit of the core of earth. I don't know. But I'm talking a hell that's more on fire than what the sun is. Do you really want that in your life? Do you really, or would you rather be in paradise? Look, there's going to be a narrow road for people that accept Christ to heaven, to get up to heaven. Simple as ABC. Please let us help you. Or if you shake it off, heaven forbid something could happen to you. Do you really want that to happen to you? I don't. But you got to give it to God. Right now, today is the day. Get redeemed. Get your life turned around. On this holy weekend, get your life turned around. He, being God, wants you to get your life turned around. I'm going to help you. So I'm going to pray for you right now. Again, he's only going to knock so many times, and then you're going to ignore him, and that's it. He's just not going to respond. Only you can make that decision. He ain't going to make it for you. Only you can. I tell you, I would take him over anything. He's my supplier. He's my God. And he created me. And it's emotional. It's an emotional weekend because this is a holy weekend, guys. died for me. You paid the penalty. Please change your attitude. Change your life. Give it to Christ. Let's pray for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for the prodigals out there. I pray, dear Jesus, that you just anoint them and their life get turned around. Maybe this podcast show will get to them. Maybe a pastor friend, neighbor, friend, whatever it may be. Jesus, I just pray in the name of the Lord that you just let them be reached. Let them be reached, God. We love you so much. Let them find you, for we love you so much. Thank you for all you do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay. Boy, that can get emotional for me, especially that Easter weekend. And it's okay to kind of shed a tear in your eye and praise God and thank God for all he's done. I mean, I can only imagine the suffering that he went through. I can't even fathom. But he's alive and well. Praise the Lord. As we get closer to Easter. And this is going to be an unusual Easter. And to be honest with you, yes, I have plans of doing some Bible teaching on Easter. And, you know, we're going to do that. So, and there's going to be churches that do that. And my heart pours for the churches. We're going to say a short little prayer. Excuse me. And we're going to pray COVID-19 off. And then please tell your friends about me. Share my podcast. Tell them to like me. Follow me. I don't ever ask for donations or anything like that. Just know you're loved. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today united in prayer. We thank you for all you do. Father God, we pray COVID-19 be gone. We want this virus gone. The ones that are infected, we want them gone. The ones that are unemployed, we want them back to work. Please, God, we know you got this, and we thank you during this very holy weekend, and every day should be focused on you, for we love you. Take care of us. Let us have a great Good Friday, and we focus on you all the time. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, thank you for your faithfulness, friends. This is CA, your Christian podcaster and friend, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Hey, remember this, the sun does rise on the other side. I want you to enjoy life. LIFE, exclamation point, dot. Tune in tomorrow. Have a great and wonderful Good Friday. Bye for now.